Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salmon. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Buford moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hinton moves to second. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom bunts between the mound and first base. Peters scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheinbloom for the out. Hinton moves to third. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball four. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon takes first base on ball four. Alvis moves to second. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Eskew and he is out, Fuller applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. as Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Brown reaches second base with a double. Fuller goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant bunts towards the mound. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton strikes out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-0 in the game. Sheinblum hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alvis strikes out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salmon moves to third. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tiant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheinblum hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tiant strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheinblum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Pete Ward pinch hits for Don McMahon. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Bob Locker now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Ken Berry. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheinblum. Buford reaches second base with a double. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Tommy Agee. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. Burgess moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Bill Voss pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Bill Voss now playing center field. Ken Boyer now playing first base. Tolima is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brown bunts towards first. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Causey covering, for the out. May moves to second. One out. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is walked intentionally. Gus Gill pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Gus Gill now playing second base. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Alvis strikes out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 4 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a pop-up towards first. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians won. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-4 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Martin strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Martin out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians won. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar pinch hits for Rich Morales. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Steele pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Causey. The throw from Askew and he is out, Brown applying the tag. Sandy Alomar now playing shortstop. Roger Nelson now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-5 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.